Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And this time, some fundamentals that hit very close to home and our pockets. That is the fact that the two-pot retirement system is set to be implemented at least in the next 6 weeks. That's on the 1st of September. And this will allow members of retirement funds to essentially have a sense of flexibility to tap into a portion of their retirement savings. It might sound complex, but we are here to simplify it for you. And of course, are welcoming any questions that you might have around withdrawals from the two-pot system. We join now on the line by Audrey Messerschmidt, Senior Policy Advisor at the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa, known as ASISA. Audrey, a pleasure to have you. And I hope I correctly pronounced your last name.
It was very close. Good evening. It's Messerschmidt.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that correction. Audrey, it's interesting times within the pension fund environment, and it potentially has been for the last 2 years, as there has been a lot of questions and some back and forth around the policy around the two-pot system. And maybe let's just start with the fact that it's been signed into law. It's certainly going ahead on the 1st of September, and we perhaps need to understand how prepared or what is the level of preparedness that we do see from industry players at the moment?
Our members have been, since we started talking about the legislation, both pieces are now signed. We are very relieved and happy that that's happened. But all of our members have worked very hard since the details of the legislation became known to make the 1 September deadline. I can't speak for each of them individually, but all indications are that they will do whatever is necessary to be ready on that date.
100%. And I'm glad that you're mentioning this, because of course it provides us with a sense of relief as South Africans who have retirement savings and pension phase savings with different institutions in South Africa. And I guess it's safe to say that the rules are aligned to make sure that each South African gets treated in a similar way. Would that be true?
That is 100% true. All members of pension funds will move into the two-pot system. There's only two exclusions, legacy retirement annuity funds, which is an old generation type of product designed 20, 25 years ago, where it would be very difficult to keep the product features in place if it were to move into the two-pot system. And the other exclusion is for members of Provident funds who were 55 or older when the T-Day legislation came into being on the 1st of March 2021.
Okay. But you just might have to remind us what the T-Day resolution is, just to simplify the technicalities for us.
Yes. So on the 21st of March 2021, Provident funds the legislation was changed so that any contributions after the 1st of March 2021 would have to be annuitized on retirement.
Meaning that you'd get a monthly payout, right, upon your retirement?
Yes. Gotcha. Yes, that means you'll get a monthly payment after you retire from the part of your Provident fund that was saved for that purpose.
100%. And this is important because essentially what we did see coming into effect is the fact that now with the two-pot system coming through, this needs to also be understood in terms of what the two-pot actually is. Because for many South Africans, you contribute to a singular investment or pension fund or retirement annuity. Some people do have multiple. And maybe we just need to start there. Is there a difference for anyone who might have a pension fund, fully employed? They make contributions together with the employer versus someone who has a retirement annuity and multiple of them, perhaps, and has a different, I guess, employment setup.
Now, all the types of funds are treated equally. All of them have to create the three pots. I mean, pot is the word that is generally used, but the word in the legislation is probably more descriptive. It is component. So you have three components in your fund, the savings component, retirement component, and the vested component. And the vested component will contain all of the contributions up to the 31st of August. And then from the 1st of September, those contributions will be split into the savings component and the retirement component. The retirement component will give you the monthly payment when you retire. And the savings component is the one that you will be able to access early. And it is very important that you only do so if you really have an emergency, because when you access the savings component, you reduce what will be available to you on retirement.
And maybe let's talk about that retirement component as well as the savings component. Would this automatically be a 50-50 split, or help us understand what the limitations are? Or
no, it's a one-third, two-third split.
Yes.
So one-third of your contributions will go to the savings component and two-thirds will go to the retirement component. On the 1st of September, the administrators, or once they have updated their systems, because there's a lot of work that needs to happen before you can actually make a withdrawal from the savings component. But to kick off the savings component, the law allows, or the law requires, the seeding of the savings component. And what that basically means is that fund administrators will calculate 10%, mm-hmm, up to a maximum of 30,000 rand from your retirement savings up until the 31st of August. That's from the vested component, and they will allocate that to the savings component. That is what will be available.
Got you. I will be asking for us to elaborate even further on some of these technicalities. But the key takeaway is that as a South African, you'll be able to access at least 10% maximum. And maybe let's also clarify that 10%, because someone else might say, hold on, I have more than a million in my retirement save, a million rand or 5 million rand. Why would I still be restricted to 30,000 when 10% is a lot more than that?
Yes, it's 10% up to 30,000. The legislation caps it at 30,000. So you won't be able to withdraw more than 30,000.
And when I withdraw the first 30,000, I guess there's a lot to take into consideration. Am I getting that 30,000 rand as a whole full number without any other considerations?
No. To be paid? The tax man is standing in line. So the law says that if you withdraw from your savings component, it will count as income because it's extra money that you are receiving, and that will be taxed at marginal rates. That is personal income tax rates, which is much higher than retirement fund tax rates. Mm. But that is what the law requires. So when you apply for a withdrawal, SARS will ask, will give you a tax directive, and they will deduct tax, or the administrator will deduct tax before the amount is paid over to you. It will also indicate if you have, if you owe SARS any late payments, interest, or any debt owed to SARS will also be deducted from the withdrawal amount.
Oh, boy.
And then in addition, there could also be an administration fee. It all depends on the type of fund and how they have negotiated their cost structures with their administrators.
So that could vary depending on the administrators as well as the fees.
That could vary, yes. But the SARS deduction, your tax deduction, is an absolute given. And if you owe any debt to SARS, that will also be deducted.
Mm. I'm keen to understand, perhaps for South Africans who might be intrigued to say, okay, I want to withdraw. I'm not too sure how much the tax will be. So can I do the calculations and have the assessment done on my behalf? In other words, can you change your mind at some point within the withdrawal process?
And let me explain first how you can check how much you have available and what the tax implication will be or could be. So your fund, your last benefit statement will tell you what your retirement value is, and that will give you an idea of what you could be able to withdraw. I think closer to the times, funds will communicate more details. The calculation process can only happen on the 31st of August. Mm-hmm. If you are already a registered taxpayer, there is a facility available on SARS e-filing. It's called a lump sum calculator, where you will be able to simulate a tax outcome. And that simulation will also tell you if there's outstanding debt. It won't give you the number. That you will have to go and find a statement of account on your SARS e-filing. to see what the impact of that could be. And if you're not yet a registered taxpayer, you will have to be registered. SARS requires that you're a registered taxpayer if you want to make a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can speak to your fund or to your financial advisor to assist you with calculating that tax implication before you apply for a withdrawal.
Yes.
Because the SARS rules state that you cannot change your mind once the process has started and they've issued a directive. If they issued a directive and you're shocked at the tax, you can't take it back. That is why it's so important that you really consider carefully before you start the process.
Very important. So a few key takeaways that we're understanding from this conversation is that, of course, you can only withdraw from the savings component of your retirement savings that are available. That would be one third. And of that, you're limited to 30,000 Rand or 10%.
It's 10%. 10%. 10% up to 30,000 Rand. Yes.
Perfect. 10% up to 30,000 Rand that we need to be mindful of. Even if you have more or qualify for more in terms of 10% of the value of your retirement savings, it is capped at 30,000 Rand. And the tax implications
that's
are significant,
correct.
And we need to be mindful of that. Well, we are in conversation with...
that's correct.
Thanks, Adri. Yeah, in conversation with Adri Messerschmidt. Oh, my goodness, I'll get
that's
there.
That's correct.
Thank you. Senior Policy Advisor at the Association for Savings and Investments South Africa, known as ASISA, and we're talking all things to pot. As you can imagine, Adri, we have a few listeners who are keen and eager to find out more about the two-pot system. So we'll start off with a voice note that we have from Dumza. I'm hoping you'll be able to hear it. If not, I'll repeat the question. But let's hear what Dumza has to say.
I hear that with the two-pot system, the 30,000, it's a once-off. And then from there, it's 2,000
friends
per annum. You know, is it true? That's what I want to find out.
Perfect. Adri, apologies. I understand that you couldn't hear that audio clip. Dumza's question, she was asking, is it true that the 30,000 Rand withdrawal is a once-off and yearly after that, you'll be limited to 2,000 Rand as a withdrawal? Maybe help us understand.
Okay, now let me clarify that. So the 10% or 30,000 is a once-off allocation from your vested component to your savings component so that there is something available to withdraw for emergencies after the 1st of September. You have to have at least 2,000 to withdraw. If your 10% is less than 2,000, you can't withdraw. You then have to wait until your contributions after the 1st of September add up to 2,000 Rand.
Per month?
So the 2,000 Rand total.
Full withdrawal. Okay,
so your contributions will be added on a monthly basis. So say, for example, on the 1st of September, they transferred 1,000 Rand into your savings component. And you contribute 500 to that savings component after September, it will take you 4 months to get to a total of 2,000, and then you can make a withdrawal. I can just maybe add here that the 10% 30,000 is a once-off, just mm-hmm. to have that availability in the savings component. After that, everything, a third of your contributions is allocated to the savings component. And then after that, you can make one withdrawal per tax year, and that won't be limited. So if you contribute in a tax year 25,000 or 35,000 to your savings component, you'll be able to withdraw what is available in your savings component once every tax year.
And the savings component carries the one third. So even that 25,000
yes.
would then be one, you'd be able to access one third of it if that's a
yes.
part of what you've contributed. Adri, this is really
yes.
important. And I think for many South Africans, you know, adds to some of the complexities. But as you've highlighted, the 10% once off, limited to 30,000
yes.
Rand. Thereafter,
yes.
it almost sounds as though you need to be someone who's making a considerable amount of contribution to their retirement savings in order for you to withdraw in future. In future tax years without a limit?
Yes, I mean, it's not advisable to withdraw. I can't emphasize enough that it is really intended to be emergency financial assistance. You have to think, you know, you are basically taking away your own money that you will have available at retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So a withdrawal is not advisable, but we can understand that there are emergencies and that you might need money before you retire. But ultimately, you are taking that money away from yourself for your retirement. So it's always best to leave it there if it is possible for you.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it does lead to a lot of complexities that many South Africans might inherit in terms of the long term, and also understanding how you're shortchanging yourself in terms of future growth on
yes.
that aspect of retirement saving. Another aspect I want to throw in, Adri, which I guess might also complicate the system, but I'm not certain if it does, is I guess in the event of death, where perhaps a withdrawal takes place, or you have withdrawn from your savings pot of your retirement savings, does this have any impact on your will or the beneficiaries of your pension fund in the time or event of death?
Well, yes, because if you withdraw, it makes what is available to your beneficiaries also less at the time of withdrawal. But the way that it is applied on death hasn't changed. I mean, everything as far as that is concerned stays the same. But again, if you withdraw from your fund, it will reduce what is available to be your beneficiaries on death.
Got you. We've got another question, Adri, a voice note that's come through from Kosi. I'll repeat the question for you just to make sure that we have clarity.
I just want to find out this new law that's coming into effect on the 1st of September. Does it also apply to the current retirement amount that you have, or does it apply to the new contributions that are going to be from September? So that's all I want to know. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kosi, for your question. Adri, the question is related to, I guess, the balance that you work off of when you
yes.
calculate the 10%. She asks, is that based on the current balance that one has on their statement, or will future balances after September be considered given the implementation date?
Yes. Let me start by saying again, everything that you have contributed up until the 31st of August 2024 is the vested component. All of the rights that you had for the retirement savings up until that date stays in place. The vested rights up to that date is protected. So old rules, old money. Then from 1 September, new money, new rules. So the money that you contribute after the 1st of September will be split into the savings component and retirement component, the one you can access, and the other one needs to stay put until you retire.
And on that balance that I can withdraw from in the savings pot, I do believe you mentioned this earlier. I'm assuming that because the two-pot system will be implemented from the 1st of September, that's the future balance that you can understand that you will
yes.
be able to withdraw from.
So the beginning balance in the savings component after the 1st of September will be that allocation of 10% up to 30,000 rand. So your administrator, your fund will automatically move 10% or 30,000 up to a maximum of 30,000 from your vested component to your savings component. That sort of kickstarts the saving component. Then everything you contribute after the 1st of September will also be added to that savings component. Mm. So when you have more than 2,000 rand in that savings component, you will be able to make a withdrawal.
We have a question from one of our listeners on social media, Mr. N. Nkashi. He asks, what's the rationale behind the 10% or limit of 30,000 rand?
I think there was a lot of debate about that in Parliament, and even when the legislation was designed in engagement with the industry about what the appropriate level would be. If one were to allow a far bigger percentage or a far bigger rand amount, it could have a very negative effect, not only on retirement fund members, you know, accessing too much, but also on our financial markets, where there will be too much money withdrawn from funds. That would also could also impact our markets. So National Treasury at that stage indicated that it cannot be unlimited. It has to be a balance between access for emergencies, but not too much of an impact on our economic system, and also not on the retirement savings that a person has to date.
Sure. Audrey, this is the first of many conversations we'll continue to have. I believe that it will be ongoing, and we do need to assist many South Africans who need to enhance and just understand their knowledge around the two-pot system. But as you've said, it's, perhaps not the most favorable thing for South Africans to do. Number one, just in terms of the implications of taxes that are definitely going to be charged or withdrawn from the maximum withdrawal that you can make. And of course, understanding some of the fees that might have an impact there and the overall impact it has on the growth of your retirement savings. So lots of aspects that we do need to be mindful of. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening.
Can I close off with one very important thing?
Oh, sure.
Communication is communication and consumer education is absolutely key. I want to advise members to please contact their funds. Make sure they have your correct contact details, the full spelling of your name, because all of these details could delay a withdrawal application. And also, if you haven't heard from your fund in a while, reach out. Maybe they don't have your correct details. And when they send you a communication, pay close attention to it. Read what they're saying. They'll explain the processes to you. They'll explain the impact to you. And then there are so many consumer education resources out there. CISA has a Smart About Money website that sets out everything very clearly and nicely. And if you need more information, you can just visit there. There's a Q&A that will hopefully assist you.
100% Asisa. Again, we more than welcome to visit that website. Some of the questions are only coming in now, but we will make sure that we revisit this conversation, as mentioned, Audrey, because there's lots of complexities that we do need to be mindful of. But thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Audrey Messerschmidt, who's a senior policy advisor at the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa, an institution known as ASISA. Lots of themes for us to remember. There were other questions that came up, and one pertinent one that we will follow up in the upcoming days is essentially understanding what happens to my savings pot when I lose my job, and what happens if I never get employment again. Pili, your question has been noted, and we will be sure to build up on many of these questions just to reflect on the lifestyle and scenarios of different South Africans. The one thing, though, is that a lot more South Africans and, I guess, businesses, especially the players in the insurance, retirement environment, have been sharing a lot of information. So ask the right questions. And not even the right questions, just ask any question. Many of these institutions will be able to help you and assist you. But before withdrawing, ensure that you do your research. The tax implications are still there. So whilst it's limited to 10% or a maximum of 30,000 Rand, bear in mind it will be taxed. And there might even be additional fees to it.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.